Good morning, this is Christian Werwell recording a review for Blind Cool Tech on the 4th of January 2006. I would like to present you with something today that's, to me, is quite different. In the UK, where I'm recording this, we have a radio system, what they call DAB, Digital Audio Broadcast. Now, a lot of the things with DAB radios in particular is they're very, very visual. It's a very screen-centric media, if you like. What I'm trying to say is basically everything focuses around the screen on the radio. Now, I don't know whether people listening to this in America have a similar system or not, or even whether the radio I'm going to talk about today is available over in the US, but I thought I'd share this with you because it's a very, very, to me, interesting development. The radio we're focusing on in this review is called the Sonos One XT. It's made by a company called Pure Digital. Now, when you get the radio, you would notice that it looks rather sort of old-fashioned looking, shall we say. Something maybe out of the 50s, very square, very, you know. It's made of what appears to be wood with speaker on the front left. There's a metal speaker grill. And the right-hand side contains controls, which consists of two dials and 11 buttons, and the top contains a tubular metal handle. Now, we'll come back to this handle later on in the review because it's rather special in that you can use the handle to interact with the radio, but more about that later. On the back, there are, from right to left, as you look at the radio from the front where the controls are, I'll just turn it round so the back is facing me. There we go. You've got a series of jack plugs. You have, from the very leftmost, with the back facing you, from left to right, it goes USB. It's a B plug. It's a USB, one of the B plugs, the square ones which you use to put into a device. That is used for upgrading the firmware. You can change the voice. At the moment, there are two voices available. There's a male voice and a female voice. It comes by default with the female voice. I've installed the male voice on this radio, so it will give you an idea of what that sounds like. If anybody else in the UK has got one of these and wants to review the female voice, then please go ahead. But working on from left to right on the back, going back to this now, we have the USB. There is a port to the right of that, which has a little cap on it. That is the digital port. It uses a light. You connect it to things like CD players, things like that. Then there are three what look like headphone jacks. The very first one you come to is the line in, the line out. That is a low level signal which you can tap into a hi-fi into the back of your PC or anything like that. The next one along in the centre of the three is the headphone jack. And the one to the right of that is to add the extension speaker which you can buy. I'll give you more information on that later, where you can get those from. The next jack along, there's quite a gap of about maybe inch and a half or so. And towards the very right hand side, you've got another hole, a square hole. That is where we put the power adapter in. So I'm going to turn the radio back round, and I'm going to describe its size now. The radio, I would say, is probably, what, for, I'm just measuring it against a floppy disk here, it's probably about 5 inches high. by maybe 6 or 7 inches wide by about the just under the width of a floppy disk deep from front to back. If you take a floppy and turn it so it's the shutter's facing down with the right protect holes on its end effectively and put it on the left hand side there, the radio's about the same thickness as a floppy disk widthways. I'll put that floppy away. Now, the radio itself. Digital radio has got a very high sound quality compared to its analog sibling. Now, I've got a radio, I've got a hi-fi here, which I'm going to switch onto radio mode to give you an idea of how bad radio reception can be where I live. As you can hear, that's pretty ropey. But digital radio overcomes a lot of that. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to plug the radio in and I'm going to show you what happens. So let's take the power lead and put it in the back and we just wait. You may
stand by.
Now that wasn't very loud actually. Let's get the volume right. You may have heard that the radio said standby. I don't know how well you're going to hear this. But I've just reset it.
Standby.
There we go. So now the radio is in standby mode. Now, this is the first time I've made the radio so it appears that this is the first time it's ever been switched on. When you switch this radio on, you will hear it tell us that it's going to do an auto tune. So I'll do that now. What I'll do first, before I actually get to that, I'll describe the buttons on the top, on the front. The first, as we look at the front of the radio where the controls are, I'm sorry about, skipping backwards and forwards a bit here. This is the first time I've done a review for Blind Cool Tech, so please bear with me on this one. On the front panel, as I described earlier on, there's 11 buttons and two dials. Above the two dials is a narrow screen. Now this is the screen that a sighted person would use to communicate with the radio, if you like. The dials are below that consist of volume, which is the left hand dial, and to the right of that is tune. Now the volume dial is slightly wider from front to back than the tune dial, and I believe it's slightly fatter too. Now the volume dial is an infinite dial. No, it's an infinite dial. It's got a set amount of travel. It's got maybe half a turn, half a complete turn from its starting point from zero right the way around to the other side. I would say is half a circle. The tuning dial, however, is infinite. It's a clicky dial. If I turn this microphone round and I point it at the radio, shut up radio, I don't need you yet. So I touched the handle by mistake there. If I turn the dial, the tune dial, you may hear it clicking there. That is the tune dial. It also, as well as turning, presses. As you can hear there, it pushes inwards. Now, the controls on this radio are very, very simple. The buttons are set into three rows. You have the first two rows of presets 1, 2, 3, preset 4 and 5, and then the next button along is the shift key. Now, the shift key, when pressed, will tell you to press one of the other five presets. This will give you a further five. You can store up to 10 presets in this radio. Now you've got on the row below that you have iVox, which is the button that controls the speech. Now this radio doesn't use speech in the same way your computer may. It is pre-recorded, so it only knows what's been programmed in. a bit like, for those of us who have the iRiver players or the Arcos jukeboxes with Rockbox, it only knows a predetermined set of words and phrases. The next button along from the iVox button is the info key. Now, for a sighted person, this info key does give a lot of information. It can tell you such things as signal strength. It can give you the station information and quite a few other things. For us, we can get information from this by holding it down. Now, when we hold this key down, it will spell the information out. So, for example, if I'm listening to Radio 1, it might go YOUARELISTENINGTORADIO 1. But we'll go back to that in a minute. When the radio... Shut up, radio. I keep touching the handle. It's very sensitive. I'll talk about the handle later. But as you've heard from this review so far, the handle is touch sensitive. When we've got the radio set up, so it knows that what the time is, I'll go through what that can do. The next button along on the third row down from the top is the menu key. Now, this is completely accessible until you get into the tuning. More about that in a minute. Auto tune is accessible, manual tune is not. That's really, that and the info key not providing as much information as a sighted person would get, really are the only two problems I have with this radio. As you will see, it's very intuitive, it works very well. The sound quality on one of these little beauties is amazing. You would think, when you hear this going, you think the radio is much, much bigger than it is. It's quite small, but it's got a very large sound, if you like, very, very bassy. Now, on the very lowest row, we have the standby button and the sleep snooze time button. Now, that button, if any of you guys have radio clocks, you'll already know that pressing this button will let the radio run for a predetermined time, say 60 minutes. This one, by default, starts at 15 minutes. Now, I should say that the buttons are quite small, but they're very tactile. They're sort of oval in shape. And they click when you press them. They're very clicky, if you like. So we've got the bottom left button is the standby key, which will take us into full-blown radio mode. And the next one is the radio sleep or snooze button, which lets the radio run for a predetermined time. Now, I'm going to switch the radio on. The last thing I should point out really about the keys, the standby key to me appears slightly larger than the rest. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn the radio on and you'll hear what it does. So here we go. Press the standby button.
Welcome to the Pure Sonus 1XT with iVox. Auto-tune in progress. Please wait.
So now the radio is going into auto-tune mode and it will tell us what stations it finds. Now, in my area, it doesn't find a great deal where it's positioned at the moment near the computer. But we should get enough to go through the review with. So we're still waiting for a tune. It does take a while to do this. So we should be good to go in a minute.
37 stations found.
Right.
You're listening to One Extra.
So now we're listening to BBC One Extra. I mean, I don't know how the recording is picking this radio up. But there's a fair amount of bass there. Now, if I turn my tune dial at this point, it will announce more stations. So if I turn it to the right,
6 Music.
We're on to BBC 6 Music. Now, you may have noticed at this point that it hasn't changed. It's announced the station, but it has not changed. Now, what you do here is you press the tune button in. Now, we should be on 6 music. If I touch the tune button again, it will announce that now.
You're listening to 6 music.
There we go. It's now telling us we're listening to 6 music. Now, what you can do with this radio is... there's quite a lot of features there. Just turn that down a minute while I describe a few of these features. You have, as I say, 10 presets. Now, the basics of this radio, that is what I've just mentioned now, is that, like, the absolute basic info you need to know. But if there are, say, a few stations you listen to frequently, you can put them in the presets. So you have 10 boxes, if you like, slots, memory slots, boxes, whatever in the radio, which will store the station that you program into them. So imagine, like, on a car radio, you may have a few stations preset into that. Now, this radio does the same. It allows you to store presets in it so that you can get back to them pretty much whenever you want. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn the volume back up so we can hear it, and I'm going to find a station that I quite like. Oh, well, actually, I can use any station I want, really. Well, what I'll do is I'll store the first station I came to.
One extra.
We're back on one extra. And press the tune. There we go.
You're listening to one extra.
There we go. Let's just confirm that by touching tune again. If you move the tune button, that will not work. If I went, like...
6 music.
I went back to one extra, and then I touched tune, it would retune the station. It wouldn't announce it, so you've got to be careful of that.
You're listening to one extra.
Now, because my radio has been defaulted, there are no presets. I did have some, but for the purpose of this review, I wanted it to be to give you as closer idea as to what the radio can do. So I effectively reset the workings on this radio so we could go through the auto-tune process, the setting up of presets, basically everything. Right. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to touch preset 1, and you'll hear what happens now.
Preset 1, empty. Press and hold to assign preset.
24/7.
So as you can hear, it is telling us quite a lot of information there. It's saying preset 1 is empty. Press and hold to assign a preset. So,
now listen, coming up at 2.
I don't really like this station, but for the purposes of this review, we'll preset it. So what you do is you hold down the preset 1 until the radio announces preset 1 saved. So I'm going to do that now.
The nation is in uproar.
Hassim.
And TXU are going to be...
preset 1 saved.
So what we can do now is to go along to the next station. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to jump a few now.
And career of Mr. Sway
jump
the Sapphire.
Classic FM.
Signed as...
Classic Gold. Core. D. Galaxy.
That was going to be DNN, which is... Now, you don't necessarily have to jump to that station by pressing tune. You can basically just hold down a preset and it will lock it. So if I press preset 2 and hold it...
Preset 2 saved.
And if I press preset 2 now, it should, if this works how it did... Hang on.
Preset 2 galaxy.
There we go. So it's now jumped us to Galaxy 105, which is a fairly good UK station. They do a lot of dance music, as you can hear. If I now press preset 1...
Preset 1, 1 extra.
So it's now jumped you back to 1 extra. Now, let's say I'm going to find another station now. And I'm going to set one in preset 7. So you can hear what happens, basically. So...
BBC Asian Network.
That'll do. So what you do, you press your shift key.
Now press a preset from 6 to 10.
Let's put that in preset 6.
Preset 1, save.
Whoops, it didn't work.
Now press a preset from 6 to 10. Preset 6, save.
You've got to BBC do it very quickly. You've got to do it very quickly. So I'm going to go back.
Real raid.
Hang on.
Smooth. Viking. X. F. One extra.
So, put that back in preset 1.
Preset 1, save.
There we go. So,
you're listening to One Extra.
So I'm back on One Extra now, as you can see. I'm going to now jump to preset 6. So you press the shift key.
Now press a preset from 6 to 10.
And press
preset 6, BBC Asian Network.
You've got to do this fairly quickly, as the radio will go back to pretty much. Just turn it down a minute. It'll go back to not knowing that you've pressed the shift key. It will cancel out if you don't do it quick enough. Now, let's take a look.
One extra.
Let's turn the radio off.
Standby.
And it does tell us now that it's in standby. We're going to look now, briefly, before we start going into the menus. There's a few of the menus I can look at without having the radio on. So I'm going to talk about the handle now. Now this is quite a unique feature of this radio. It is a touch-sensitive handle. Now, if you tap it once, it will tell you the time. If you tap it twice, it will read the alarm settings. So if I touch it once,
the time is 11:48 a.m.
Now this is another feature about the radio. It will get its time from the radio station. You don't need to set the clock on this baby. It will do it for you. There is no way, there is nothing in the menu for setting the clock. It will derive its time from the time code the stations are sending out. Now, as we know, for those of us in the UK that listen to the BBC, my radio is going to be pretty accurate because I got the time code from the BBC One Extra, which is synchronised to Greenwich Mean Time, in London somewhere, I believe. If I go back to this handle now, I've talked a bit about the time and the various few bits of the radio. I know I'm jumping about a bit here. This is the first time I've done one of these reviews, and I hope this gets accepted. I'm going to touch the handle twice.
Alarm 1 is not set. Alarm 2 is not set.
It's now telling us about the alarms. If you touch and hold the handle, it will light up the screen for a sighted person to see the time for a few seconds, but it will not speak. This is good because it allows you to move the radio, sort of pick it up, put it down, and it won't talk. It knows that you've held on to it, so it doesn't, it basically won't interfere. Now I'm going to go back into the radio for a second.
You're listening to One Extra.
And what I'm going to demonstrate now is that the fact that this time function works even if you have not the radio on. You can still touch the handle and find out the time. So I'm going to do that now.
Time is 11:51 a.m.
Notice how the radio cuts off while it announces the time then. So that's quite a useful feature. I will get back, as I say, I will come back.
Standby.
To some of the radio features in a minute, like the info key and the menu options for the radio itself. But I'm going to go through the basic menu options that you have in standby. So if you touch the menu key now.
Alarm settings.
We have alarm settings.
Record timer.
Record timer. I'll come back to these individually in a minute when I've gone through them all.
Display settings.
Display settings.
Software version is 1.0.
Now, this, as I said earlier on, this radio is completely upgradable. The version 1.0 is the current version at the moment. And if we go to the next click along with the tune dial,
software upgrade.
This is the part where we can actually upgrade the radio. So I'm going to go now into the alarm settings.
Alarm settings.
And how we do this, you cycle round. If you keep turning the tune dial, it will cycle. So if I turn it left,
software.
I go back to software upgrade. Turn it to the right.
Alarm settings.
And we go back to alarm settings there. So let's go into alarm settings. To do this, you press in on the tune button as if you were going to tune to a station. So I do that now.
Alarm 1 is not set.
That's now telling me that alarm 1 is not set. I know now that at this point I can choose between which alarm I use. I've got alarm 1.
Alarm 2
alarm
is not
2.
Set.
If I turn the tune dial again to the right, it will take me back to alarm 1.
Snooze time is 8 minutes.
I'll go back to that one in a moment. But there's basically three options in here. The snooze time, as I say later when I talk about that in a minute, allows you to change how long the radio waits after you've touched the handle to turn the alarm off. But we'll go back to that in a moment. I just thought I'd pass over it briefly so we know it's there.
Alarm 1 is not set.
So we'll go back to alarm 1. I want to set alarm 1. And the time is 11:53. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to turn the radio
alarm settings.
I'm just going to come out of this a minute and check the time. And I'm going to go,
the time is 11:53 a.m.
I'm going to set it to 11:55.
Alarm settings.
Go into alarm settings. Go.
Alarm 1 is not set.
And then what we do now, we're back into where we were now. So if I touch the tune key again, the tune dial again.
Alarm 1 is off.
Now you've got to go into each option. So in the case of this, I'm going to press tune.
Set alarm 1 off.
It says set alarm 1 off. It's telling you its current value. So I turn it to the right.
On.
Set it to on and press tune.
Time is 7 a.m.
Now it's defaulted to 7 a.m. So in order, when you get back here, it takes it like a wizard. It steps you through what you have to do in the order. We're going to change that. So we press tune to go into that submenu.
Set hours 7 a.m.
We're going to set that to 11.
8 a.m. 9 a.m. 10 a.m. 11 a.m. Set minutes 11 a.m.
Now I'm going to do this quickly. I'm going to set this to 11:56. So if I turn the tune dial to the left,
11:59 a.m. 11:58 a.m.
Like so.
11:56 a.m.
Right. I'm going to press tune to confirm now.
Frequency is daily.
Now this is an interesting option because you can have. Because you've got two alarms,
set frequency daily.
We can choose from daily,
on weekdays only.
On weekdays only.
On weekends only.
On weekends only.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Or Sunday. If I turn it again,
daily.
We're back on daily. So I'll confirm that with tune.
Mode is radio.
Now we've got radio or tone. I'll demonstrate the tone option first. So if I go into that with tune,
set mode radio,
turn it to the
tone.
Right for tone.
Alarm 1 is,
oh dear, something went a bit wrong there. I believe my time actually got to the time I was trying to set the alarm for. That's why it went off like that.
You're listening to One Extra.
Somebody who sent in a text.
Stop that, because the alarm actually went off in the middle of setting
alarm
it.
Alarm settings.
So, quickly,
alarm 1 is on.
What I'll do, I'll pause the recording and I'll set the alarm, and then I will come back in a second and we will sort of basically see how I go about doing this. So I'll pause the recording and come back in a second. Okay, we've got it all set now. We've gone through all the options. What you do now to confirm your alarm after you've set it.
Alarm 1 is on.
So everything is now set to where we want it. We press the menu key.
Alarm 1 is set for 11:58 a.m.
So it's
daily.
It's now telling us it's set for 11:58. We press menu again.
Alarm settings.
And it takes us back to alarm settings. Then we press menu again to go into standby.
Standby.
So now we just wait. And the alarm should start going in a moment. We've got about a minute to wait, so there we go. Now, what you will notice about this alarm, it's not very loud to start with, but it does climb. It is gradually getting louder. As you can hear. I think I've let it go loud enough. So to stop the alarm, you have two choices. You can either touch the handle, which will put it into standby mode for 8 minutes, or we can press the standby button bottom left.
Standby.
So it now turns the alarm completely off. For today. It will go again at this time tomorrow if I don't change it. The same happens with the radio with this. If we go into alarm again.
Alarm set. Alarm 1 is set for 11:58 a.m. Alarm 1 is on. Set hour 12:50, 12 p.m. Frequency. Mode. Radio. Station is one extra.
You can have it. You can change your station here too. We'll leave it as its default, and we'll press menu.
Alarm 1 is set. Alarm settings. Standby.
It would basically tell you what you're currently sort of set to. It's kind of weird how it does this, but it works well. I do like this radio. I've turned the tuner down a tad, actually, because it will come on quite loud, I think. So there goes the radio. The alarm came on.
This is one extra.
So if I touch the handle now.
The time is 12 p.m.
It goes into standby mode, and it will tell us the time. Now, we have two alarms. We can say, if you're married and you've got a wife or a husband, say, and you go to work at different times, you can both have an alarm on this radio that will go off at the time that you want. So if, say, your husband or your wife is going out early, they can have it set for the radio, and you want to get up later, you can have it set for the tone. So if you hear the radio, your brain would tell you, oh, it's not my time to get up yet. So it would effectively go for it. They can stop it with the standby button, and then it will give them. It will then go off then at your time with the appropriate tone or radio, whichever setting you've used. Now, let's go back into the menu. We will get the radio on again in a few minutes, as I said. But I'll talk about the snooze time in a few minutes. That is basically. Oh dear. I don't know what's happened here.
You're listening to One Extra. Standby. Alarm.
That's it.
Settings.
The radio went a bit strange there, but we've got out of that one. Let's have a look at this snooze time.
Alarm.
What ranges
one
we've
is
got
set
here.
For 12 p.m.
I'm going to go turn that off because I don't need
alarm
that anymore.
Alarm one is on. Off.
There we go.
Time is 12. Alarm one is not set.
So now we've cancelled the alarm by going in, setting the alarm to off. That does not cancel the times, as you will see if I go in again.
Alarm one is off. Time is 12 p.m.
It's kept the time, so if you don't want it to go the next day, you can just turn it off. But it will keep the times that you set. If you, say, only work a couple of days a week, you can have it set to come on, say, Monday, Tuesday. I go to college Mondays and Tuesdays, usually. We're off at the moment. But I can have it so that it'll go off those days, and for a Wednesday I can go into the alarm settings and switch it off.
Standby.
Now, if you leave the radio, if you're in a menu and you leave it too long, as mine just did there, it will drop off into standby mode. This is good, because you don't want to be left in a position where you don't know where you are. It's handy that it will come out and go into standby mode. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to go and talk about the record timers option.
Alarm settings. Record timer.
Now, the record timer option allows you to record a program from the radio. It is useful if you have, say, a mini disc or anything with a digital input on it. You can have the radio take the signal from a given piece of hardware. You can have the radio so it outputs its signal to the digital. Now, I'm going to demonstrate that, I think, if I can get the wire out far enough. I've got a cable that goes to my hi-fi, but I need to get it out. It's got stuck. Hang on a minute. We've got a bit of a problem here. I'm going to take the digital for my CD deck out of my hi-fi and plug it into the back of this radio so that you can hear how this works. I've never actually tried this, so bear with me if it doesn't actually work as planned. But we're going to try this because it's fun. So, I've got my cable, which is an optical cable. It uses light. I'm going to put the one end into my radio and the other end into my hi-fi, and I'm going to demonstrate how this comes through from a hi-fi or whatever. We could use this if we wanted to record a program, say, on, there's a lot of people in the UK like listening to the Archers. I'm not sure what station that's on. I think it's Radio 2 or 4, I'm not sure, but it's a long running program. For those of us that don't know what The Archers is, it's basically a soap opera type thing. When the Americans have them, I don't know what sort of soap operas you guys have over there. But a bit like, for those of us who know about it, Neighbours, EastEnders, Coronation Street, things like that. That are regular programs that come on at a set time. Can't seem to be able to get this wire into where I want it. So, that's it, I've got it now. You've got quite a lot of scope with this radio. There's a lot of things you can do with this thing. I'm just connecting my cable. The cables just push in. So I'm going to take the end off the radio. I'm going to take the back plug out and I'm going to put this digital lead in the back like that.
The time is 12:06 p.m.
Now we're going to put it through the hi-fi. I've never done this before. Touch the CD player option to get it to work. Now to prove this, I'm going to turn the radio down.
12:06.
It's not working. I don't know why. Ah, I know why. We've got to set the digital input on. So let me go into the options on the menu, turn the radio on.
You're listening to One Extra. Alarm.
I'm going to go into the radio options now.
Display, audio, digital output.
I'll talk about these in a moment.
Synchronized record, disabled.
Right, as you can hear.
Output is on.
That is now coming through my hi-fi as well as coming through the radio. So, as you can hear, what you can do with this.
Standby.
is have the radio connected to something larger with a digital input. Now, the digital input is useful, as I was saying, about the timer recordings, which I'm going to set one up now. We can have this so that it will set a different station coming out of the digital than what's coming out of the speaker. Say if you want to be listening to something, but you want to record the Archers, say. We can have this radio do this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into, turn the radio on.
You're listening to One Extra.
Nope, don't need to do that.
Standby.
Go into the menu.
Alarm, settings.
And record timer.
Record timer.
I'm going to set one of these.
Timer 1 is not set.
Timer 1 is not set. So pressing the tune button.
Timer 1 is off.
Timer 1 on.
Start time is 12 p.m. Set timer 1 off. On. Digital output not set to activated by timer.
Ah.
Start time is 12 p.m.
We cannot do this yet because we've got to... Basically, we've got to set the digital output to activated by timer. It's basically telling me we can't...
Set hours, 12 p.m. Set minutes, 12 p.m.
Let's go to 12:12. 12,
11, 12,
12, 11, 12, 10. Go 12:10
then. Duration is 1 hour, 0 minutes. 0 hours. Set minute 0 hours, 2 minutes.
I'll have it set for 2 minutes.
0 hours, 0 hours, 2 minutes. Day is Monday.
I'll have it set for Monday.
Set day Wednesday.
I'll have it set for today then, sorry. It knows that we're on today.
Station is One Extra. Station is One Extra. Day, station, six music.
I have six music.
Speaker is on.
I have the speaker on. Actually, yeah, let's see what we can do here.
Off. Timer one is on.
So, I've got that set now. So, let's turn off the radio. I don't know what's happened here.
Standby.
Ah, that must be it.
Alarm settings.
Standby. So, as you can hear,
you're listening to One Extra.
We got now what you...
Alarm set. Station. Display. Audio. Digital output is on. Set digital out. Activated by timer. Digital output is on.
Can't cope with me.
Audio setting. Digital. Set. Digital. Activated by. Digital out.
That
is.
You may have noticed there that I've lost.
Digital output is.
Turn that off.
Audio settings.
Go to.
Record.
Go to time.
1 is set for 12:10 p.m. Wednesday.
Now, I'm going to go and set this up a bit better now.
Time 1 is on. Start time is 12:10. Set 1. 12:11 p.m. 12:12 p.m. Duration is 0 hours. 23 hours to 0.
You see, you got...
Set minute. 0 hours. 1 minute. Day is Wednesday.
You've got quite a good flexibility on this. It's ever so good.
Set day Wednesday.
No.
Station is six music. Station is six music. BBC Asian Network. BBC Radio 4. Speaker is off. Timer 1 is set for 12:12 p.m.
And what we're really interested in looking at is the fabric.
Now, have you noticed there?
The floors. So this.
It doesn't allow you to change. If you're listening to the radio and a timer comes through, it will turn off the speaker, but it won't allow you to listen to any other station. I thought you could have it squirty out, squirt something completely different out of the radio, but it doesn't allow you to do that. So that's good. I've learned something new. I didn't know about that one. So if anybody has listened to the Terry Clasper review of this radio, it does not allow you to have the two running together. But what it does allow you to do is to have it set up on a station that you want to listen to, and then use the timer record to record something different without interrupting what you listen to generally. So if you've been out and you've recorded the Archers, say, you come back in and you can pretty much say, right, this is it's recorded the Archers to my mini disc, but I want to listen to what I was listening to before. When you turn the radio on again, it will go back to your previous station. So there's something new that I didn't know, and I thought I'd share that with everybody. Now, in the audio settings, we'll go into the menu.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4.
Fluorescent.
I need something.
Right. Okay, we're in the kitchen now.
Basically just shut the aerial down so we can...
The time is 12:13 PM.
But they're already part of the station.
Station not available.
Right, I've done that for a reason. I've put the aerial down so we can talk about the menus without having the audio in getting in the way from the radio itself. Now, if there is no station, like I've just put the aerial down, it will tell you station not available. As you can hear, it did that a minute ago.
Alarm settings.
Now, I'm going to go into the... We've talked about alarm settings.
Record timer.
We've talked about the record timer. We're now going to move on to...
Station order is alphanumeric.
Now, the station order is alphanumeric. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to talk about how digital stations are ordered. Particularly in the UK, I don't know about everywhere else in the world, but we have these things called multiplexes, or MUX, which is spelled M-U-X for short. Now, a MUX, or a multiplex, is a collection of various stations related to, say, the BBC. They have their own multiplex, and so does the regional stations, such as your North Lincolnshire. In my case, we have our own multiplex. All the regions of the UK have a regional multiplex. Now, we can change this order by going into it with the tune button.
Record. Display
right.
Settings.
What I will say here is the radio has timed out.
Station order is alphanumeric.
So I'm going to go into the station order is alphanumeric, and we can...
Set station order alphanumeric.
We can have it alphanumeric.
Favourite stations first.
Favourite stations first.
Active stations.
So that will only list stations that are currently on the air, as it says there, active stations.
Multiplex order.
So it goes by the type of, whether it's a local multiplex, it may put the locals first, I think, or whichever way it does it. I'm not quite sure how a lot of these options work, but it'll basically order it by multiplex.
Trim station list.
I believe the trim station list option will remove any stations which are currently not on. If there's a station that's inactive and you don't want to be annoyed by the station off air message when you try to get to that, it will actually say that it will remove
alphanumeric.
Those.
Alphanumeric.
So we'll turn it back around to alphanumeric and accept it by pressing tune.
Capital is BBC Radio 4.
Right.
Alarm.
It's taken us back out to the actual station list. That's what the problem was there. It doesn't tell you that it's confirmed it. Sometimes you have to press menu to come out of things when you've confirmed them. Other times you don't. It seems to depend highly on what you're doing at the time.
Station order is alphanumeric. display settings.
Let's press on display settings now. We've done the station order.
Brightness is high.
Now, the brightness option, not really suitable for people that can't see completely, if you're totally blind, say. But for those of us that can see a bit, we do have some control over how it looks. We can change it from...
set brightness high.
To high, which is by default when you get the radio, it's high.
Low timeout.
Low timeout, which means that the brightness is half bright. It's half the brightness of the high setting, but times out after a couple of seconds. In other words, it will switch off.
Low.
And low. If I turn the dial again, it will cycle round.
High.
But I'm going to set mine. We're going to change my brightness setting to low timeout.
Low timeout.
So I'll put that on there. And it's now changed it. But it hasn't told me where I am.
High. Low timeout.
So it's changed it, but you've got to press menu to come out of this.
Brightness is low timeout.
So now we move on to the next part.
Standby mode is backlight off.
And you can have it so the radio backlight is on all the time, or you can have it off. That's basically all there is in there.
Set standby mode backlight off. Backlight on. Backlight off.
There's only those two options in there. I'll leave that alone. I don't need to worry about that. So press menu to come out.
Alarm settings.
Oh, we've gone for some reason. It hasn't.
Station display. Right, standby mode is backlight
off. That's basically all there is in there, so I'm going to come out of that.
Display settings.
We're in the display settings. I'm going to move along now to the...
audio settings.
Audio settings. Now in here, there are a couple of things which I need to tell you about. The first of which I've mentioned is the digital output.
Digital output is activated by timer.
This is active. This option is what I demonstrated earlier on when I fed the output from the digital to the hi-fi to demonstrate the record timers. You can have it on all the time if you've got this connected to a bigger rig. If you've got a big hi-fi rig like I have, I've got a big Technics separates rig here. You can have it linked into that if you want. I mean, I don't generally. But you've got the line out for that. If you don't want to do it digitally, you don't have to. You can go with a line out connection from the back, as I said about the ports on the back of there. You have got quite a few options available to you in this.
Capital BBC Radio 4.
It will insist on doing that. If I'm talking about the menu, I've got to remember that it times out and goes back to where I was before. That is the only thing when you're trying to review this radio. It doesn't stay where you left it, but that is one of its good points. If you accidentally press menu and forget you've pressed it, it will time out. You will get back to where you were before, which it is a good feature. It's just a little bit annoying when I'm sort of trying to describe it to you. So let's go back to where we were.
Audio settings.
See how, as I was turning the dial, I was able to interrupt the speech. I do like that feature very much.
Digital output is activated by timer.
So we've talked about the digital output.
DRC value is disabled.
DRC stands for dynamic range control. What this does is louden things that are soft. If you're listening to a play and there's soft music, it will try and bring everything to the same level. However, this function is only available on a couple of stations. I think Radio 3 and Radio 4 use DRC. The values for this...
VET levelling is on.
Right.
DRC value is disabled.
I'll come back to this DRC in a moment because there is another function called VET. I forgot what they're calling now. Volume enhancement technology, I think. And what VET does, and it's not the vet you take a dog to, but what it does, it makes your stations all appear at the same volume.
Capital Disney.
But what you cannot do is have VET and DRC active at the same time, because they say that it would distort if you did. So what Pure have done is have made it so that it will tell you if VET is on, you cannot set DRC. until you set VET to off.
Alarm settings.
It's volume equalization technology, sorry, not volume enhancement technology. I do apologize.
Audio settings.
We'll go back in here.
VET leveling is on.
I'm going to turn VET leveling off.
On.
No, I'm not, because it's not to let me.
Capital.
It's gone out of the flipping
alarm.
Menu again.
Display. Audio. DRC. Digital out. VE. On. 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 On.
It won't let me change it.
On.
Why? I don't know. Let's see if we can get a station up. I need to try and get a station up here.
VE. Audio settings. BBC.
I've got a station now.
Station. Or audio setting. V set VET left off.
There we go. It makes the stations now so that they're louder.
Alarm set display.
So we've got to go back
audio,
into audio settings.
Digital output. DRC value.
We'll go back to
zero.
We'll go back to talking about digital dynamic range control. So if we press on that.
Set DRC zero.
That means it's disabled.
Half.
That's sort of half attempt at doing the function that we were talking about there.
One.
Or one, which is fully on.
Half. One. Half. Zero. One.
So as you can tell, it cycles round. Zero, half, one, and so on. Now this type of music is not really...
Zero.
I'll turn that off.
DRC value is zero. VET levelling is off.
And we'll turn the VET level
on.
Back on. And we'll go...
Alarm settings.
Back into the menu.
Software up. Soft. iVox. Tuning. Audio settings.
And that's basically...
Digital. DRC. VET levelling is on. Digital output is activated by timer.
That's basically it for the audio settings.
Now press a preset.
Oops. So just, what I'm going to do now is put the aerial away again.
Audio settings.
What do you think of it?
I'm trying to find it.
You're listening to Urban Choice.
Trying to get a station that's not available, so we can
Galaxy
find one that's not. Hang on.
Heat.
Trying to find a station
not
that.
Available.
There we go. I've got one now that's not available. So there's no audio output from the radio, so we can concentrate more on the menus now. Again. What is
standby
up thing?
You're listening to Galaxy.
This is what happens to a station. If a station is not available,
one extra.
That's what will happen, basically.
Alarm settings. Alarm. Alarm settings.
I'm trying to get it into.
You're listening to one extra.
Good.
You're listening to.
I'm trying to find a station that's not available to us.
Well, actually, I've got the job offer for.
Production is.
Because I don't. Want.
Station not available.
Right, okay. No, I cannot seem to get it.
Standby.
To get.
You're listening to BBC 7.
Won't tell anybody.
Yeah. You're listening to BBC. Station not available.
Now I had this earlier on, it was doing it okay.
Now press a preset from 6 to 10.
And I can't get into the menu. For some reason. We had this earlier, it was working all right earlier on, but what we'll have to do now is go...
You're listening to BBC 7. BBC... Alarm. You're listening to BBC 7. Station not available.
Basically, what you've got is, in the next few settings boxes, we've got a few bits and pieces we can use, the menus, this kind of thing. What I'm going to have to do is get the station up so we can hear it.
Well, you're listening to BBC 7. Alarm settings.
So we're into a bit of the radio now.
Yeah,
sounds like some sort of comedy program that we're on now.
Station order. Audio tuning.
Now, we've got in the tuning options, we've basically got things like
Auto-tune UK.
Auto-tune UK.
Auto-tune full.
And auto-tune full. Now the UK one will just sweep the frequency band for the UK. Which won't take as long as doing a full auto-tune. If we turn it to...
Manual tune. Auto-tune full.
If we go to auto-tune full, it'll sweep the whole of the digital band. If you're out in Europe, if you've gone holiday travelling in Europe, say, and you want to get digital radio, this option gives you the function to do this. If we go on again...
Manual tune.
This is the bit where the radio does not give you access to it. You cannot access the manual tune, unfortunately. This is one of the sad things at the moment about this radio, is a blind person cannot use the manual tune. If they've got a signal strength that is very low and they cannot seem to fully lock onto a station, they cannot, unfortunately, access this at the moment. But because this radio is software upgradable, the chances of being able to do this in the future are quite good, I would say. You know, technology being what it is, I mean, you only have to look at the iRiver machines. They've got Rockbox now for the iRiver H140, and it is coming for the 340. So technology that is accessible to us is getting there. The good thing about this radio, when I get to the end of this, I'll give you the contact information for me. If you want to email me about this radio or anything, any podcasts that I do in the future, if they get accepted, I will do that at the end. And we'll go and give you the website address for the company who sell the radio. Now we're now going to look at the iVox menu, which is the speech control. Now this allows you to set this up quite dramatically. I've got it set for full speech mode, but I will talk about that in a bit. The iVox button will always allow you to toggle speech on or off if you don't want to go into the menus, or if you accidentally switch the speech off, you can use the iVox button to get it to come back. So we're going to go into the iVox menu now. And
display set iVox.
Press tune on that.
Speech mode is full speech.
Now go into the options for this.
Set speech mode full.
You can have full speech.
Time only.
Time only.
Stations only.
Stations only.
Time and stations. Speech disabled. Full speech.
So if you're in full speech, it will give you the menus. You can read the menus like I'm doing now. If you set it to any of the other options, such as
stations only,
or
time only.
Time only or stations only.
Time and stations.
On time and stations, it will not let you access the menu. And it won't actually let you hear where you are either.
You're listening to BBC 7.
So if I turn it into standby, It won't tell you that that's where you are.
Wrong thing. It's the paper.
Which is a bit unfortunate.
The time is.
But you can.
32.
You can get the time, as well. You can get the time, and the station you're listening to.
Oh heavens, what's wrong?
You're listening to BBC 7.
So, if you happen to do that and you're thinking to yourself, "Oh no, I've gone and buggered my radio effectively. I cannot access it." You press and hold the iVox button. Now, iVox is on the third.
Hello, and welcome once again to Wireless Wives, the radio quiz game on the radio about
the. It's the third row of buttons down from the top. You've got the first two rows of the first five presets in the shift key. Then it goes iVox, info, menu, standby mode, and snooze mode. So you press and hold your iVox button.
And full speech enabled.
And it will put you back to full speech enabled. I discovered that by accident when I messed mine up. I was playing with the speech options and I didn't know how to get them back. If you really make a screw of things with this radio, you can factory reset it by pressing and holding the menu key. And it will do this.
You contemplated taking an overdose of the dishwasher tap.
Press tune to confirm factory reset.
If you was to do that, you would press the tune dial in and it would effectively go back round from the start. It would reboot the radio with all factory defaults, which would allow, which would make it then so that you have to retune your stations when you it'll retune the stations and this, that and the other. Let's go back to the iVox menu and carry on in there. Into in the
iVox.
In iVox.
Speech mode is full.
So
we've
talked
speech.
About the various speech modes.
Playing against the
spell unknown stations is off. On.
If a station is unknown and spell unknown stations is off, the radio will say unknown. If it is on, however, it will spell the stations out. So you can get a grasp of what's going on effectively. That's about.
Off.
I'll leave it off.
Tearful.
Off.
I haven't got any stations tearful. That are unknown in my
Simon.
Radio.
BBC Humberson.
And it comes out to the menu with
tuning.
That.
IVOX.
And go back in iVox.
Spell unknown stations is off. Speech mode is full speech.
So that's about it really for the iVox menu. IVox.
Software version is 1.0.
That just tells you what the software version is.
Software upgrade.
And the next one is software upgrade, which we've talked about. So, we're going to move back out of the menus now. And I'm going to talk about the info key. I promised you earlier on in this review that I would talk about the info key. Now, the info key is next to your iVox key on the bottom. Second to bottom row. It's three rows down from the top, one row up from the bottom. You would know it's directly above your snooze key. You've got on the bottom row there's only two buttons. The other rows have all got three. So I'm gonna go to a station.
One extra.
And what you do is you hold down the info key.
MESHADOT TWOHOUROSOFBIGTUMES, FUN and CHAT exclamation mark.
Now that basically told you I'm trying to think where I was. What that was telling you, sorry about that. Just a momentary lapse for a second. What that was saying was it's saying that it's the Nesha show in the afternoon, big tunes and chat. The reason why it spells out the station names is because the radio doesn't have the words built into it to actually read all that information. So they've incorporated it so we can get access to this by spelling it out. Unfortunately, I mean, that is a downside, but you can get used to it being like that. It's very it is usable. It might be a downset to some people, but I do find it's usable.
Standby.
So I'm going to put the radio in standby, and I'm going to now talk about where I got it from. In the UK, we have a company called Hagger Electronics, which deal with a lot of disability-related pieces of equipment. Cassette decks, particularly the APH machines, such as the Mark 1, Handy Cassette Mark 2, the desktop line, that kind of thing. They do book ports, book couriers, all that sort of stuff. But they do ordinary related bits of equipment as well, such as the Sonos One XT, which I have reviewed today. Their website is at www.hagger, which is hagger.co.uk. That's hagger.co.uk. They have a phone number, which I don't have to hand, but if you go on their website, you will find the phone number on there for them. And they're always happy to help with queries. Now, I don't know if the United States have a place. I don't even know if you guys actually have these radios available in the US, but I thought I'd review it purely and simply because it's accessible technology. Basically, what the manufacturer have done is they've made it themselves. This is not a specially adapted radio. This is how it comes from the manufacturer. I find it to be easy to use. It looks great. It's got a lovely wooden case. I believe it's wood anyways. It feels wooden. As you can hear when I knock on it there, it's very solid. The website for these guys is www.pure, I believe, I'm just going to check, it may be Pure Digital, but I'm just going to go check the site now while we're talking without the, hang on. It looks like we're yes, it's Pure Digital, PureDigital.com. If you wanted to buy this from anywhere else, you can buy this in ordinary shops. For those of us in the UK, know about these Dixons, Currys, Comet, anywhere like that, anywhere that sells ordinary equipment. It's not a specialist item. You can buy it. It retails anywhere from £80 to about £120. The price does vary. It comes with a power supply, which is quite a weighty thing, I would say. It's a big, as you American people would say, a wall wart. I think that's the right name you call them. Sort of a box, you put the box in the wall, and there's a flying lead that goes to the back end of the radio. It's a great piece of kit. The technology is in its infancy at the moment. As you can tell, there's two areas where the radio doesn't self-voice, but it's good. I would give it full recommendations. So anybody looking for an accessible digital radio, this one's got it. It's a beauty. It really is. It's a joy to use. The sound quality is next to being perfect in a good reception area. I mean, where I live, the reception is so-so. But in a good reception area, you would find that it would give you a lot of enjoyment. If you were to, you can buy a proper aerial which goes on the outside of your house, what they call a DAB aerial. That would allow you to effectively sort of increase its facilities. It would mean the radio is fixed. Some people say that it doesn't make a big difference. Other people say that it does. I've spoke to a couple of blind friends of mine, one of which has got the extended aerial, and the other one does not. And one person said that it's better, but the other person said they get quite a lot of stations where they live, so it varies. Now, I've heard also that some people say that you get the adapter you require for plugging the aerial to the radio, other people say you don't. When I bought this from Hager just before Christmas, I didn't get the adapter with this, but you can get them, they're readily available, so that's a good start. Now, if you need any more information about this radio, you can contact me via email at kwhewell, which is kwhawell at kwhewell, which is the same kwhawell .plus.com plus.com. That's kwhewell at kwhewell.plus.com. If you think this review is any good and you want me to post any more, then please let me know whether I've done a good job or whether I haven't. It'd be interesting to know what people think of this product. I myself really do rate this. It's a nice radio. It's got a beautiful sound. With the external speaker, which you can also buy from Hager Electronics for about £25 or so, you can extend it to be a stereo radio. By default, it's mono. But even in mono, as
you're listening to One Extra,
the quality is absolutely amazing for a single channel radio in mono. It's brilliant. You can also buy the extension speaker from Cobalt Systems. That's www.cobalt.co.uk for about £12. I don't know what pounds equates to in dollars, unfortunately. I would need to do some research on that for next time. But I'm sure that somebody out there would be able to, you know, have a look. As I say, I don't know if this radio works in America, but I just thought it's an interesting piece of technology that hasn't been reviewed on Blind Cool Tech that I thought I would review, because I really do like it. Now, the one final note about the radio, the aerial can be taken off. As I said, you can put an adapter on to plug it to an external DAB aerial. The aerial is, as you can hear, telescopic, and it clips, it folds down and clips into the back of the radio for safe storage. Now, I hope that this review has been of use to you all. I hope I've covered all bases and I haven't waffled too much. I do apologise for going backwards and forwards a bit during this review, because it's the first time I've ever done one of these, so I'm completely new to how you go about doing reviews for Blind Cool Tech. This is Christian Whewell signing off, and I hope that you enjoy this review. As I said, if you have any questions about the radio, please feel free to email me. I'm currently not on the Blind Cool Tech mailing list, but I am thinking about going on there. After listening to all the reviews of various things that people have posted up there, I think it is a great idea, is this site. And it's good that we're able to share things with other people. Reviews of hardware that we own, software. When I get this, I'm actually going to review the iRiver H340. Now, I've been told the iRiver H340 can run Rockbox. Now, we all know, hopefully now, that Rockbox is pretty much in development for the iRiver series. It is available for the Arcos jukeboxes as well, But they have got now got a port going for the iRivers. For any of us that happen to tune into Mosen Explosion, you may have heard on there Jonathan Mosen giving a very, very good review on the iRiver H140, which is now obsolete. But the 340 is under Rockbox development, and it is working. I've been told that it is working. So, without further ado, I will say thank you for listening to my first ever podcast, and hope that the information about this digital radio has been of use to somebody. If you want to know any more, don't hesitate to contact. This is Christian Waywell saying goodbye, and thanks for listening to the podcast.